The pasuk in Parshas Vayechanan teaches us, "V'kashta misham Hashem elokecha," you will look for Kadosh Baruch Hu, kisid reshena, umetosa, and you will find him, kisid reshena b'chol avavcha v'chol nafshecha. The Divrei Yecheskel asks that if the pasuk is trying to tell us that v'kashta misham Hashem elokecha, that if somebody seeks Kadosh Baruch Hu, he will find him after kisid reshena. B'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshecha. So should have the pasuk said mitzosa at the end? The pasuk should have gone in order. First, v'kashta misham Hashem elokecha, we seek Hashem, and the pasuk says, if we seek him, kisid reshena b'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshecha, if we seek him with all of our heart and life, then mitzosa. What does it say the word mitzosa first? So he explains what the pasuk is telling us is a guarantee. The pasuk is telling us, "Mishkast misham Hashem elokecha." A Jew is seeking Hashem, and he's not certain if he will be successful or not. Tells us the pasuk, "Umetzasa." We guarantee, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees us success on one condition. The pasuk says, "You're guaranteed success if you seek him, b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha." But what does that mean, that we're guaranteed? How is the Jew guaranteed success, b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha? What is that way? The pasuk says, in this week's parasha regarding Kabbalah HaTorah, the pasuk says, "Anochi oimed bein Hashem ubeinechem." And Medrash says, "Anochi is the Anochi of the Seres HaDibris." What is the noichi of the Seres HaDibris? How does that fit in between Beini uBein Hashem, Bein Hashem uBein Eichem? So the Sefer Divrei Yisrael explains from the Moshe Tzareba that if somebody has a home with two floors, so he has a staircase that leads from the first floor to the second floor. So too that HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Shemayim V'aretz. And the Gemara in Masechta Chagiga Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph teaches us that the way to look at Shemayim V'aretz is like the lower story and the upper story of a home. What is the way how one is connected between Shemayim V'aretz? Through Torah. A person who lives his life according to the Torah. A person who learns Torah is an individual who could connect Shemayim V'aretz. And that's what Rashi says at the beginning of the Torah. The pasuk says, "Bereishis bara Elokim asher shamayim v'aretz." Says Rashi, "B'shvil haTorah shenikra reishis." What does that mean? How do we understand that medrash with the pasuk that we begin the Torah with? Perhaps the pshat is, "Bereishis bara Elokim." The Torah declares that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created asher shamayim v'aretz. But the question is, how do we connect the Shemayim V'aretz? The way that we connect the Shemayim V'aretz, the way we're able to connect the Shemayim V'aretz is through the Torah. The Torah is what connects Shemayim V'aretz, that we should be able to have both Ruchnius and Gashmius. And that's what it says in the Pasuk, "Eila v'chukim v'mishpatim v'atoyrus asher nosan Hashem Beini ubein b'nei Yisrael." HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the chukiv mishpatim of the Torah, through the Torah, what happened is we're able to connect Ashenosan Hashem beinoy ubein b'nei Yisrael. That's how Klal Yisrael become connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he adds one more important vort. The pasuk says, it's a pasuk regarding Yovel. The pasuk says, "V'aretz lo simocha l'tzmises." Posh pshat, the pasuk is teaching us, is that when one sells property, he should not sell property l'tzmises. Nothing is forever. But he says, "V'aretz lo simocha l'tzmises." The Torah is giving us a directive. "V'aretz lo simocha l'tzmises." Don't sell yourself to the aretz. Don't believe that when you are in this world, you only have to think about haretz, about this world. Rather, when a person is in this world, he should also be thinking about Shemayim. And I saw the Sefer Megid Yosef explains that there are two Yom Tovim in the Jewish calendar that come back to back, but are just the opposite in the way we really observe the Yom Tovim. First, we have Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day that we don't eat, that we don't drink. It's a day that we're like Malachim. And then, a couple of days after Yom Kippur, comes Sukkot. We're on the contrary. Sukkot is a din to be with Simcha. We have to be Zman Simcha Seinu. Sukkot is the time of Simcha. Sukkot is a yontif where eating and drinking become a mitzvah. Sukkot culminates with Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. We were supposed to be with Simcha. How do we understand these two contrasts? Because that is what a Jew's life is supposed to be all about. He's supposed to be a malach. He's supposed to be not eating and drinking, kulay kodesh, but he also has to take the gashmias, the simcha, and the eating, and the drinking, and the sleeping, and make them all also vehicles for avodas Hashem. And after Kabbalah Satayr, we find in this week's parasha that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, shuvu lochem lo aleichem. When Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael what Klal Yisrael is all about, what our observance is all about, is a combination of Shuvah Lachem La'alechem, standing on Har Sinai, Kabbalah Satorah, no greater moment in our history of Iskarvus La'Hashem, closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, receiving the Torah, which is the epitome of Ruchnius. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take that Torah and Shuvah Lachem La'alechem. Connect the Gashmius and the Ruchnius. Connect the Maimon Har Sinai and bring it to La Aleichem. And the vehicle for a Jew being able to become close to Hashem and remain close with Hashem is the Torah. When a Jew learns Torah and he lives his life according to the way the Torah tells us to live our lives, then we are Zoicha or Mesasa, that we will always find the Kadosh Baruch Hu wherever we need him.